you know, I do want to, you know, talk about the Russian narrative, even outside the campaign issue. This idea that Russia and Putin are somehow a unique evil in the world is complete nonsense. Whatever you say about Putin, right now he's meeting with leaders from North and South Korea to try to prevent a nuclear war between the West and North Korea, right? He helped Obama with the nuclear deal with Iran. He was the first world leader to call George W. Bush after 9/11 to offer condolences.
He bailed out Obama over the red line in Syria.
Right. And helped, in fact, rid Syria of its chemical weapons in the process. I'm sorry, this is not a madman. This is not someone who we can't work with or shouldn't work with. Meanwhile, going back to 9/11, the country probably most responsible, Saudi Arabia, both the Republicans and the Democrats are in the tank for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the most deadly humanitarian crisis in the world is in Yemen, which people may not know, and I wouldn't blame them for not knowing because it's not in the newspapers very much. But according to the United Nations, 7 million people are on the verge of starvation because of the conflict. And it's not even a conflict. It's a turkey shoot of Saudi Arabia upon Yemen being supported by the United States.
Resupplied.
Resupplied. They're getting fuel for their bombers mid-air from the United States.
Intelligence, targets.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Trump went and sold the Saudis $110 billion of military hardware earlier this year, which is definitely being used in Yemen. But Obama did the same.